Next week marks the first anniversary of peace talks between the Colombian government and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia. But President Juan Manuel Santos has ordered a two-pronged military offensive against the FARC in an attempt to end the 50-year conflict. James Bleers has this report.
Rodrigo Granda, one of the FARC's chief peace negotiators in Cuba where the talks are taking place, is sharply criticizing Colombia's President Juan Manuel Santos, condemning his launching of a major two-pronged military offensive in the east and the south of Colombia is, quote, an unfortunate decision. However, the FARC, which are thought to have numerically diminished by half to 8,000 guerrillas, have themselves launched ambushes which have killed dozens of government troops over the past months. October the 18th will be the first anniversary of the peace talks. Only land reform has been agreed. While the FARC laying down their weapons, political participation, the end of drug trafficking, and compensation for this conflict's victims is still being discussed. President Santos is also launching a verbal broadside urging, quote, I again ask the FARC, let's get this process moving. We must speed things up because people are beginning to lose belief in the process. We can't keep putting things off forever. We need to move forward and we need agreement. This is the fourth attempt since the 1980s to reach a peace agreement. The FARC have been fighting the government since 1964. Hundreds of thousands have died and millions have been displaced from their homes. For Vatican Radio, James Blair is reporting.